Okay.
We raise these gourd eggs, you know. We'd find them and raise gourd eggs, you know, and they'd be that size of a hen egg. Then we'd put them in a nest for a nest egg.
I see.
And the hens would lay to them.
Did you ever see any of these made out of something hard, though, that you could, when they, the kind they sold in the store?
Delf,
And what were they called?
Delf eggs is all what we called them.
Okay. And what was that, now that that kind of dishware is called what?
Delf.
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
No. Don't think so.
Chiny or China?
Oh, yeah. Chinaware, you know, that's glaze, isn't it?
Right. But that's different from Delf.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And how did you get your water?
We had a big creek that run right down to the house and take our bucket and go down there and dig it down and get us a bucket full of water.
Okay. And you, did you, now would you call it a, would you still call it a bucket no matter if it's made out of metal or wood?
Yeah, we call them buckets.
Okay. And what about something that you might use to carry the, if you're going to, when, after you finish a meal, you might take this stuff out and you're going to take some stuff out. Do you have any hogs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you went out to feed the hogs, how did you, what did you take, you know, like you take, after you wash the dishes, you take the dishwater and everything?
What you call it?
Yeah.
You called it sloth.
And what'd you call, that's right. And what'd you call the container you took it out in?
A sloth bucket.
That's right. Okay, fine. Now, the thing you'd fry eggs in?
A skillet.
All right. Now, did you ever have one that, did you ever have one with legs on it?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Baker.
All right. And what was that used for?
Baked cornbread in.
And how did you, where did you place that?
Well, you placed it on the hearth. You had a fireplace, you know, and you'd pull out some coals and set that baker there and put your bread in it, then put the lid on it and cover the lid with red coals. And that baked.
I see.
That was a baker.
I see. Did,
And you called them corn dodgers.
Okay, those, now how is, okay, that's right. Now how would corn dodgers differ from, that's fine. how do corn dodgers differ from, the large corn dodgers kind of round?
Yeah, they made them long, like, you know.
And
long.
Yeah, what did you call the, did you ever call it anything else besides a corn dodger?
Hoe cake.
Now, how would a hoe cake differ from a corn dodger?
Well, you just put it in the pan and it'd be all over the pan, but you made these corn dodgers out in pones, you know. The baker would hold about two.
I see, but the hoe cake then was thin.
Thin.
I see. The and what did you used to use to when you wash clothes? You'd use a heavy iron thing that you'd boil water in. You might.
Yeah, that's an iron pot.
Did you ever call it anything other than a pot?
No.
The big black thing that maybe larger than a pot.
We had a big iron pot we boiled our clothes in.
Yeah, but did you ever, well, something nowadays they talk about it frequently, with reference to a...
Kettle?
Yeah, what's that?
Kettle.
Yeah, now how does that differ from a pot? Something...
We have a brass kettle, you know, kettles, they're brass. Brass kettles and iron pots.
And were they smaller or the same size?
Oh, we had large ones and small ones, too.
Okay. And something you'd put cut flowers in. What would you call that?
Cut flowers. Vase. Flower vase.
All right. And the, when you're, after a meal, you have to wash you're going to take the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I'm going to...
Wash the dishes.
Yeah, and then you hold it under the clear water and you... To get
we
the soap.
We didn't have any spigots and anything like that. We didn't have water in the house.
Yeah. Well, did you? Well, even if you did, if you were gonna, how did you get the? How did you get the?